Welcome to our podcast, Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer.
Hi, I'm Teresa. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Glenda. From Sarah, my mother has surgery in the morning. I'm sure everything will go okay. But this is my mama, and after Jesus, she is my rock. Please pray everything works out fine. I love my mommy very much and still need her. Father, we come to you today to lift up Sarah's mother, who is undergoing surgery tomorrow morning. Sarah's mother is not only her rock, but also a pillar of strength. We pray that the surgery goes smoothly and she makes a full and rapid recovery. We also ask that you give Sarah a sense of your peace as she awaits the outcome. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
From Josh, please pray for my son's salvation. Pray he accepts Christ as Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to lift up Josh's son in prayer. We ask that your Holy Spirit work powerfully in his heart, opening his eyes to your grace and truth. Lord, we pray that his son finds the path that leads to you, accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. May your love surround him, drawing him closer to you each day. Grant him the courage to embrace your word and the peace that comes with knowing you. Strengthen his faith and guide him in your ways so that he may experience the fullness of your joy and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Jorge, humbly asking for prayers to end my financial crisis. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you today to ask for your divine intervention in Jorge's life. He is facing a financial crisis and seeks your guidance and support to navigate through these challenging times. Lord, please provide Jorge with the opportunities and wisdom he needs to improve his financial situation. Open doors that lead to stability and prosperity, and inspire those around him to offer their help and support. Grant him the strength to endure this trial with grace and faith, trusting in your plan for his well-being and future. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
From Melissa Marie, I'm in need of prayers. I threw out my lower back and I'm in a lot of pain and I can barely walk. I appreciate the prayers. God bless and thank you. Loving Father, today we bring you our sister Melissa Marie, who is suffering greatly with pain in her lower back, to the point where walking has become a struggle. We ask, Lord, for your healing touch to rest upon her, ease her pain, mend what is broken, and restore her strength. Fill Melissa with your peace and comfort as she navigates through this challenging time. May she feel the support of this prayer community and be uplifted by our collective faith in your healing power. We trust in your love and mercy, knowing that you are with her every step of the way. Thank you for your care and blessings. Amen.
From Janet Fisher, asking for prayers for a friend in Florida. She is in her 60s and has had diabetes with an insulin pump, which she originally developed when she was pregnant with her son, who is now in his 40s. She just retired about 6 months ago and now has some congestive heart failure and is very fatigued to even walk to the mailbox. She's getting more tests done, but prayers would be gladly appreciated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heartfelt prayer for Janet's dear friend in Florida. Lord, you are the great physician, and we trust in your power to bring healing and comfort during this challenging time. Father, we lift up Janet's friend, who has bravely managed diabetes for over 40 years and is now facing the added burden of congestive heart failure. We ask for your healing touch upon her body. Strengthen her heart, restore her energy, and ease her fatigue. Give her the vitality to carry out daily activities without distress. Lord, as she undergoes further tests, we pray for your wisdom and guidance for the medical professionals caring for her. Grant them insight to accurately diagnose and effectively treat her condition. Let the tests provide clear answers and a path to improved health. We also pray for her spirit, Lord. Fill her with your peace and comfort and alleviate any anxiety or fear she may have. Surround her with the love and support of family and friends, and let her feel your presence every step of the way. Father, bless her retirement years with good health, joy, and fulfillment. May she find strength in your love and grace, and may her faith remain steadfast through this trial. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We trust in your mercy and your ability to bring healing and renewal to our friend's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray that the Lord will break the strongholds in my husband's life, that he would repent and come back to Jesus, and that our marriage will be restored. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heart full of hope and a spirit of earnest prayer for Anonymous and her husband. Lord, you know the struggles and the pain within their marriage. We ask for your divine intervention to break the strongholds in her husband's life that are keeping him from you. Father, we pray for his repentance, that he may turn away from whatever is leading him astray and come back to you with a renewed heart and mind. Draw him closer to you, Lord, and let him feel your unconditional love and grace. We also pray for the restoration of their marriage. Pour out your healing and reconciliation upon them, mending the wounds and rebuilding the trust that has been broken. Fill their hearts with your peace, love, and understanding. Lord, guide them both to seek your will and wisdom in their relationship. Strengthen them to overcome the challenges they face together, and help them to support and uplift each other in their journey of faith. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We trust in your timing and your power to transform their situation, bringing about a testimony of your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. From Anonymous, please pray that the Lord will break the strongholds in my husband's life, that he would repent and come back to Jesus, and that our marriage will be restored. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heart full of hope and a spirit of earnest prayer for Anonymous and her husband. Lord, you know the struggles and the pain within their marriage. We ask for your divine intervention to break the strongholds in her husband's life that are keeping him from you. Father, we pray for his repentance, that he may turn away from whatever is leading him astray and come back to you with a renewed heart and mind. Draw him closer to you, Lord, and let him feel your unconditional love and grace. We also pray for the restoration of their marriage. Pour out your healing and reconciliation upon them, mending the wounds and rebuilding the trust that has been broken. Fill their hearts with your peace, love, and understanding. Lord, guide them both to seek your will and wisdom in their relationship. Strengthen them to overcome the challenges they face together and help them to support and uplift each other in their journey of faith. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We trust in your timing and your power to transform their situation, bringing about a testimony of your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Mina, please continue to pray for my husband, Greg, who will be getting a port placed tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Please pray for an accurate and successful procedure and for Wednesday when he starts his first round of chemotherapy at a higher dose. Please pray that there will be no side effects and a very successful treatment. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a prayer for Greg as he prepares to undergo a medical procedure and begin his first round of chemotherapy. Lord, you are our healer and our comforter, and we trust in your power and presence during these challenging times. Father, we lift up Greg to you as he gets a port placed tomorrow morning. We ask for your guidance and precision for the medical team performing the procedure. Grant them steady hands, sharp minds, and compassionate hearts. Let the procedure be accurate and successful, with no complications. Lord, we also pray for Greg as he starts his first round of chemotherapy on Wednesday at a higher dose. We ask for your protection over his body, that he may experience no side effects from the treatment. Strengthen his body to endure the chemotherapy, and let it be highly effective in targeting and eliminating any cancer cells. Father, surround Greg with your peace and comfort throughout this process. Give him and his loved ones the courage and faith to trust in your plan and your love. May they feel your presence with them, providing reassurance and hope. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We place Greg's health and well-being in your capable hands, believing in your goodness and your power to bring about a successful treatment and healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Janet Fisher, asking for prayers for a friend in Florida. She is in her 60s and has had diabetes with an insulin pump, which she originally developed when she was pregnant with her son, who is now in his 40s. She just retired about 6 months ago and now has some congestive heart failure and is very fatigued to even walk to the mailbox. She's getting more tests done, but prayers would be gladly appreciated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heartfelt prayer for Janet's dear friend in Florida. Lord, you are the great physician, and we trust in your power to bring healing and comfort during this challenging time. Father, we lift up Janet's friend, who has bravely managed diabetes for over 40 years and is now facing the added burden of congestive heart failure. We ask for your healing touch upon her body. Strengthen her heart, restore her energy, and ease her fatigue. Give her the vitality to carry out daily activities without distress. Lord, as she undergoes further tests, we pray for your wisdom and guidance for the medical professionals caring for her. Grant them insight to accurately diagnose and effectively treat her condition. Let the tests provide clear answers and a path to improved health. We also pray for her spirit, Lord. Fill her with your peace and comfort, and alleviate any anxiety or fear she may have. Surround her with the love and support of family and friends, and let her feel your presence every step of the way. Father, bless her retirement years with good health, joy, and fulfillment. May she find strength in your love and grace, and may her faith remain steadfast through this trial. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We trust in your mercy and your ability to bring healing and renewal to our friend's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This request comes from Teresa, who said there is a huge need for transitional housing for women in Polk County, Florida. She asked that God will make a way for her to fund this much-needed ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a prayer for Teresa and the critical need for transitional housing for women in Polk County. Lord, you are our provider and our guide, and we trust in your ability to open doors and make a way for this important ministry. Father, we lift up Teresa and her compassionate heart for the women in need of transitional housing. We ask that you grant her the wisdom, resources, and support necessary to bring this vision to life. Open avenues of funding and provision, and connect her with people and organizations willing to contribute to this vital cause. Lord, we pray for your favor and blessing over every step of this journey. Let Teresa find encouragement and strength in your guidance, knowing that you are with her every step of the way. Give her the perseverance to overcome any obstacles and the faith to trust in your perfect timing. We ask that you touch the hearts of potential donors, volunteers, and community leaders, inspiring them to support this ministry. May they see the value and urgency of providing safe, transitional housing for women in need and be moved to contribute generously. Father, we also pray for the women who will benefit from this ministry. Prepare their hearts and minds to receive the support and care they need to rebuild their lives. Let this housing be a place of healing, hope, and transformation where they can experience your love and grace. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We trust in your ability to make a way and to provide abundantly for this much-needed ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From Patty, please pray for my anxiety. I know that our good God is in control, but I'm very fearful of the future and what may happen to our country. We are so divided, and it seems like hate is everywhere. Please pray that God will teach us to love each other more than we love our ideology. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a prayer for Patricia and her struggles with anxiety. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and we know that you are in control of all things. We seek your comfort and reassurance during these uncertain times. Father, we ask that you ease Patricia's fears and calm her anxious heart. Fill her with your peace that passes all understanding. Remind her daily of your presence and your promises, providing her with the strength and courage to face the future without fear. Lord, we lift up our country to you, recognizing the deep divisions and widespread hatred that seem to surround us. We pray for healing and unity among all people. Teach us, Lord, to love one another as you have loved us, putting love above our ideologies and differences. Guide our leaders and citizens to act with wisdom, compassion, and justice. Let your love be the foundation upon which we build our communities and our nation. May your light shine in the darkness, bringing hope and reconciliation where there is division and strife. Father, grant Patricia and all of us the wisdom to trust in your sovereignty and the grace to show love and kindness to others. Help us to be instruments of your peace, spreading your love in our words and actions. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We trust in your goodness and your ability to bring about positive change in our hearts and in our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.